There are very famous moments in history. If you're old enough, you remember where you were when President Kennedy was assassinated.
I was not born yet.
If you're old enough, you remember where you were when the Challenger blew up.
I was in first grade.
Or when the Berlin Wall fell down.
Don't remember.
Okay. That was like 89. So you would have been like third grade or fourth grade.
Third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching this documentary. It was about Tiananmen Square. Remember Tiananmen Square with the Chinese guy standing in front of the tank? Yeah.
I actually watched a documentary about that photographer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a photography nerd.
So another interesting moment in time. So people remember where they were when these things happened.
When 9/11 happened.
Where were you when the Houston Astros got Zach Greinke and the Yankees fans all started crying in their cereal?
I was driving my vehicle in front of NASA while breaking the law, looking at my phone because my boss had called and said, hey, I need a push notification on the radio.com app to let everybody know that the Astros have traded for two pitchers.
Right.
And as I pull it up, I look and Ken Rosenthal tweets out,
yep,
Astros
getting Greinke.
Getting Greinke. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, they got Greinke? And my boss is like, no, they got Sanchez and
Bogdanovich. Blue Jays trade.
I was like, no. Ken Rosenthal just said they got Greinke. And he goes, holy crap. I was like, all right, we're going to change it to Astros make big trades for three pitchers, including Greinke.
You know, that's funny, though. It's like, no. Like, it's Greinke. That's it. Remember, like, what was it? The last podcast that we did. I was on vacation last week, so we didn't do a podcast. We were talking about how, like, the San Antonio media, like, dove in on the Spurs BS press release where it was like Spurs announced. I don't even remember
Chad
the other
Hansen
guy's name.
Like
Chris Hansen from
Dateline.
Like, whatever the guy's name was. And Tim Duncan, our assistant coach, is like, no, the only headline is Tim Duncan is going to be an assistant coach. That's the same thing. It's like, I don't care that Sanchez, with his whopping 6.09 ERA, is coming to the Astros where maybe they'll fix him.
But he had no bats behind him.
Zach Greinke is coming to the Houston Astros, and no one even saw a rumor that could be the case.
No one. And we were watching, like, it's my job to watch for those things.
Right.
So I'm like, there was the Noah Syndergaard. There was Bumgardner. Mm-hmm. There was another one.
Stroman from the Blue Jays.
So they were, there was those three rumors. Yeah. A couple rumors here and there. They were looking at, you know, like middle relief, long relief, something like that. But nobody like Zach Greinke. And when I saw it, I was like, because he was telling me about these other trades.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, why aren't you talking about, like, why isn't this the one you're talking about?
So you have to check for the blue check mark. You have to make sure it's not just a troll account.
It wasn't like Adnan Rosenthal or anything like that.
Adnan Rosenthal.
So I made sure. I was like, no, this is verified. This is Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Because I got burned once.
Sure.
I got burned once about Johnny Manziel.
And you know what? It's all capable of being burned, especially on Twitter. Like, you just see the headline, you're like, oh my God, they put the avatar that's the same thing as the legitimate guy.
Right.
Like, it's easy to get fooled. 2 points on that, just really quick. One, if you get fooled, just own it. Like, I got rooked, you know, like, ha ha ha. Just sorry about that, everybody.
I thought this would be funny too.
And then the second thing you do is then you get the real information. In this case, Zach Greinke is coming to the Astros. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, he's so good. But the thing is, they don't even need him to be great. And here's why. He's their number three starter.
Yeah.
They just brought in a guy that's an ace on every team except
two?
Not the Nationals. You'd prefer Scherzer.
Right.
The way he's pitching right now, maybe not Bumgardner.
That's what
the Giants, maybe.
But
earlier this year, definitely you'd want Greinke over him.
Is King Felix having a good year?
No. Good God, no. Who else?
Pitching. I can't think of anyone else.
Not this year. I wouldn't take Chris Sale over him. I'd take Greinke over any Red Sox pitcher. I'd take him over any Yankees pitcher.
Yeah, no, it's...
I mean, that's how crazy this is, man. And it goes to show you
and
how great...
And he's the third!
I know, it's Verlander and Cole. And, like, by the way, Gerrit Cole, I'm sure this wasn't his intention last night, but Gerrit Cole just like, just a quick reminder for anybody that might have put Verlander, Greinke, Cole as the order, I'm just going to give up a run against the Indians, who are really, really good, on the road over seven innings when, let's face it, my critique of Gerrit Cole overall, no matter what the start, he's a five-inning, six-inning guy. A lot of the times a five-inning guy. Throws a lot of pitches, and the way the Major League Baseball works these days, and it's been the case for a long time now, you reach the 100-pitch mark, that's it. So whether that happens for the first batter or the fifth inning, or you go the distance, that's the magic number. And he usually gets to 100 sometime in the fifth inning, sometimes the sixth inning. So for him to go seven innings, that made it even more impressive. And it reestablishes, yes, especially considering I've been pitching in the American League. Verlander's always pitched in the American League. That you have a guy coming from the National League. I'm number two. He's number three.
But have you seen a starting three like this ever before? Like Glavin, Smoltz, who's the third
Maddox.
Guy? Maddox, that's right. Yeah.
So it'd been Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz.
Yeah, my bad.
Maybe even some years, Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin,
yeah.
But yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking 90s
and
Braves.
And those guys dominated the postseason.
I mean, maybe as I'm just, you're throwing the question out at me. I didn't know you were going to throw the question, so let's just talk it out. The early 2000s Red Sox, or 04 specifically, Schilling, Pedro, Derek Lowe was great that year. Yeah. Or maybe even say Wakefield. But again, it's like, I can't put Wakefield in the class of Zach Greinke. Mm-hmm. In that particular season, I might claim that Derek Lowe, I mean, keep in mind, Derek Lowe was the one that won Game 7 in Yankee Stadium in that ALCS. He was great that year. So, but even then, I think I'm probably taking Greinke, but I don't know. 04 Schilling, I might take over Verlander this year. 04 Pedro, I think I would definitely take 04 Pedro over Cole.
I can't even, like, I'm a huge Cardinals fan. I can't put Carpenter, Lance Lynn, and Wainwright.
Okay, I was going to say.
Or Waka.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like Carpenter was great.
Yeah.
And then A minuses for the rest.
I just came up with one. It's total brain fart by me. The Oakland A's big three. Zito, Hudson, Mulder.
Okay, yeah.
That 0-2 season. Maybe the Moneyball year, which was 0-3.
I can't remember.
No, it was 0-2. It was 0-2.
You were
I mean,
out
those guys,
there, right?
Yeah. I just arrived for the 0-2 season. But yeah, that's it. I mean, those guys, they were even called the big three. So yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But I don't remember like this kind of firepower on one. One team, 1, 2, and 3 in a long, long time.
I can give you one, actually. Verlander was included. Verlander, Scherzer,
and
they traded for David Price.
Yeah. I forgot about the Tigers.
It's easy to forget about. I actually think the Tigers are the most forgettable franchise in baseball. Yeah. I forget about the Tigers more than the Twins,
more than the Padres,
more than the Rays. I will forget about the Tigers all the time.
Yeah, that's a weird.
They are just a forgettable team. I don't know what it is.
No, I like
long history. They've won World Series. They've won World Series in my life. Yeah, is it just that the uniforms are too plain?
They're just plain.
But you can say that about the Red Sox. No one forgets about Boston.
Well, they've been good. Well, for a while,
you know
they
what
weren't,
the Tigers' problem was? They stink.
Yeah. I forget about the Twins a lot, too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that North thing.
Maybe.
But Blue Jays, you don't forget about them.
No.
Because they're the Canada team.
Yeah, but their uniforms are pretty cool.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
We got way off track.
Hey, that's what we're supposed to do. This
and
is the whole point.
And we go back to uniforms.
Yeah.
This podcast
this,
is all
this
about
This podcast
sports,
is really based on which
fashion.
Yeah, that's, it really is. It really is. But by the way, because we didn't do a podcast since I did it. So Tony Kemp, may he rest in peace, was with me two Saturdays ago in Pasadena at the Texas Bay Credit Union. He was doing the autograph signing. First of all, one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet,
I've heard that.
So really cool guy. And they're like, hey, we want you to do a Facebook Live for the Texas Bay Credit Union. I was like, I love those guys. I just shout out, and this is legit. I have my refinance. So my home mortgage is through them right now. Love Texas Bay. Nothing but good people. Anyway, we're doing this thing, right? And we go to start the Facebook Live, and we ask permission ahead of time. Like, is it okay if we put Tony on? Some players are cool with it. Some players aren't. And he was so nice. So we're doing this thing, and I'm just throwing him the most random questions. Like, hey, it looks like my kids are pretty smart. Would you recommend Vanderbilt to them? yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but while we're on that subject, what was with those uniforms during the Carl Edwards series? And so you bring it up. Sports uniforms are always somewhere floating in my mind. Always.
Yeah, but those were awful uniforms.
They were. Once again, if you missed it.
Did Tony say yes?
Black with white pinstripes.
And then yellow, gold.
Yeah, like Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Across.
Oh, it's terrible.
What did he say? They were bad?
He couldn't really defend him. He's like, because I get the impression he liked going there. Mm-hmm. Some guys play their college ball places and they really don't like it for whatever reason.
It's a stepping stone for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they just had such a bad relationship with the coach or whatever, or the school. They feel like they got used, and it's just kind of like, I don't really want to talk about my good old college days.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we talked about Zach Greinke. And
one of the greatest trades ever, I think.
And just an amazing trade. And one more point. I'm going to be starting a Kickstarter. It is to finance my tickets for the playoffs, including the World Series, because it's a lock. So help me pay for my World Series tickets now. You can go to Kickstarter.com/Jeff is too cheap and too poor to actually afford World Series tickets. So buy him World Series tickets.
That's a great search engine optimized.
Why? Because if it's brevity?
Yeah, yeah. You're very specific.
Lists. Sports lists. And I want to shout out to Sean Pendergast over on Sports Radio 610 for finding this nonsense list. Yahoo Sports put out the list of the top 10 NFL most tortured fan bases. Are you ready?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Number 10, the Oakland Raiders. Number 9, the Green Bay Packers. That's right. Recent Super Bowl champion.
How are they tortured?
Aaron Rodgers and before that, Brett Favre. The Packers are number 9 on this list. Ready for number 8? Minnesota Vikings. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Number 7, in the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago, 5 Super Bowls in their franchise history, the San Francisco 49ers.
What?
Garbage list.
Yeah.
Number 6, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Number 5, the Detroit Lions.
Yes, Barry Sanders.
Number 4, how are they only number 4 on this list? The Atlanta Falcons. Maybe the most blew-it Super Bowl in the history of blew-it Super Bowls, Atlanta?
Ever.
And they were, injured last year.
Michael Vick? Yeah.
Number 4.
How are they not number 1?
Number 3, Washington Redskins.
Yes.
Okay. We can agree on that, right?
Yeah, owner sucks, blah, blah, blah.
And speaking of owners that suck, number 2, New York Jets. Oh. New York Jets.
Yeah.
Not a Super Bowl since 1969.
Yeah.
They're a joke. If you root for the Jets, it's basically telling people that you don't have enough self-esteem to root for, real sports teams in New York. You just like the second-tier teams. But I can't do too much on that because number 1 on this list, Yahoo NFL most tortured NFL fan bases, the New York, we just won 2 Super Bowls in recent years against the most superlative franchise in this century, the New England Patriots. The most tortured franchise is the New York Giants.
Hang on.
That alone makes this list garbage.
Absolutely. What about the Kansas City Chiefs?
Chiefs should be in the top. All right, here are the ones. Can we just throw out the ones that shouldn't even be in a top 20, let alone be in the top 10? Giants don't. Absolutely not. The 49ers, absolutely not. And the Packers, absolutely not.
Take them out.
Those 4 shouldn't even be in the top 20, let alone the top 10, let alone the Giants being number 1, okay? What can we say? Chiefs, for sure.
Yeah, 1 Super Bowl, in the 90s, the most winningest team in the 90s didn't win a damn playoff game.
Right.
And still up until last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, take that back. 2 years ago, we hadn't won a freaking playoff game. We hadn't taken a quarterback since 1983 in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs should be higher because it was always this, oh my God, we're good. We suck. We're good. We suck. Yeah.
Chiefs. How about the Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills, but
they're only known for going to the Super Bowl four straight years and losing. And that's the highlight of their franchise history.
But they got to a Super Bowl.
At least they made it.
What's worse?
At least they got married.
What's worse? Winning one or going to four and losing?
What's worse?
Yeah.
Going to four and losing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because at least then you can be like, at least my team has a ring.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. All right.
But our ring is so old
that
it has only one diamond.
How about this? The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Browns.
They suck.
Well, they
and now everybody thinks they're going to be good. So when they're like 6-10 this year, everybody's going to go jump off a cliff.
And didn't the owner like move them out overnight once?
Well, yeah, if you want to consider it that, like you could say Cleveland Browns fans that didn't want to make the move to Baltimore
right. And
become the Ravens. Yes, you could say the city of Cleveland in general. Yes, Browns, easily top 10.
Easily.
Probably top 3. How about the Dolphins?
Dolphins, Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, doesn't win you a Super Bowl.
Only got you to one.
Yeah.
They lost it. You've only won twice. It was back in like 72 and 73 or something like that.
And your greatest accomplishment as a team is the perfect season.
Yep.
That's it.
Which happened almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 50 years ago. So the only reason I wouldn't put the Dolphins in the top 10 is that Miami is the worst sports town in America. So how much can they really care?
Right.
Okay. So I bring them up, but then I cross them off. How about the Houston Texans?
Yeah, since inception, how about the city of Houston?
No, because I got a little thing to do about the Titans in a second, who also should be included on this list potentially.
But since the inception, no real success other than winning the division quite often with Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, flopping.
Yep.
Flopping.
And bad uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings me to why the Titans should not be on this list. Because even though their history includes going to the Super Bowl and losing,
right?
They also left Houston in the dust and took the coolest uniforms and name ever with them, and we can seemingly never get them back.
Yeah.
So screw them.
Yeah.
And the entire state of Tennessee.
Maybe they should be number one.
How about this just for one more to throw in?
And they had Vince Young. By
the How way. About the Chargers? How about the Chargers,
as of
whose
recent
history is now... Went to a Super Bowl, lost it, and moved out of their city to no fanfare because no one gives a crap about them in Los Angeles.
Yeah, 100%.
How about that?
100%.
This is a terrible list.
Horrible.
I mean, and this is what, when people talk about like fake news and don't trust the media and blah, 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 this is the kind of stuff because this is a list that clearly got made to get people to get mad at
100%.
It, rather than here is legitimately what I think. By the way, in sports, no one agrees on anything. You could come up with one that like is a defensible list and say, here's why. You don't put the Giants number one. You don't even include the 49ers or the Packers in it at all. You put the Browns in there. You put the Chiefs in there. That's a legit list. And then it's like, well, I think 5 should really be 2 and 7 should be 10. It's like, you can have an argument about that. Why have the New York Giants? They've won 2 Super Bowls in the last 10 years.
They beat Tom Brady.
Twice.
They ended Tom Brady's perfect season.
So basically, because Odell Beckham got traded to the Browns and all of a sudden you're supposed to have a case of the boo-hoos?
And
I mean,
they
come
still
on.
Have Eli.
Jeez.
Yeah,
no, dumbest list of all time.
I think the only reason why anybody would put that on there is the bad coaching carousel, like really for the Giants.
Okay.
Ben McAdoo.
Okay, so outside of Coughlin,
yeah,
a lot of bad coaches
recently
because you can't say all time because you have Parcells. And so.
Yeah, that list is
crap. I'm befuddled.
So, but ask me if I ever created any content to actually make people enraged and mad.
I feel like I don't need to ask that question.
So I know what they were doing, but just, you know, don't make it so egregious. Just blatantly a horrible list.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, that's my two cents. The Chiefs should be on there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think your Chiefs should absolutely, probably in the top five, let alone the top 10.
I would say top five.
Yeah.
Because they've been so good, so close.
However, let us also be true sports fans and only condemn this list without actually finalizing our own top 10.
No, let's not do that. That's too much work.
Even though I think we said four of them shouldn't be in there, and then we just gave like six teams that should be ahead of it anyway. So we kind of did most of the work. What we did was, remember in grade school, and you would do the math tests and it would say always show your work just so they knew that you weren't cheating. Just be like, look over at the smart kids page and then just put 8. It's like, well, how'd you get 8? Show your work. Like, we showed our work, we just didn't actually answer the question.
I was the kid who never showed his work because ever. I was smart. Like, I could do it without
so
showing
you got the
work.
Right answers and did not show your work, and your teachers didn't deduct points.
They did.
Oh, okay,
but I did it as a protest. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have to do that. My brain works, and I could do easy addition and subtraction in my head.
Why do I have the gif in my mind of Zach Galifianakis with the math equations from of Hangover?
Math for me was amazing. Like, everybody got to algebra, and they were like, oh, why is there letters? To me, it was a puzzle.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I totally understand this. Yeah. Geometry, totally understood it. Trigonometry, it was a little challenging, but it was a fun challenge. And then after trigonometry, I was like, I'm not going to calculus. I'm done.
But then did you try to spin it off like you were like, and this is also a protest?
No, I was like, I know enough math to get me by in life.
Yeah.
And I know how to find N.
Okay. Good pod today.
Yeah.
We got Zach Greinke in.
Yeah.
We condemned Yahoo Sports.
Stupid.
I feel like we did some good stuff.
Did we do a knot?
A knot?
Yeah. Sports, not sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of, because we always bring it back to sports uniforms.
True, true. Yeah. Oh, I have a knot.
Okay.
Somebody has stolen our podcast naming idea.
What?
One of the people, two of the people over at 100.3 The Bull have now, and they told me this.
Uh-huh.
They have a podcast called Country Not Country.
Oh, my God. Where's our royalty check?
Don't know.
We always get screwed by this company. I'm telling you.
They did give kudos.
Actually, I just realized you won't actually catch the reference to the joke I just made, because when we did a pod previously, we did this joke rant about our company, and then I listened back to it and I edited it all out because it sounded like we weren't joking at all, and I was worried, like, we heard your sports not sports podcast.
Did I
the management group would like to speak to you guys.
Did I miss that podcast?
No, you were in it.
I was in
you
it.
You were in it.
No, I think
I'm going to keep this one in. Just so you guys know, we do edit stuff out that could get us fired. Outside of that, this is completely unfiltered.
So, anywho.
Who is it?
It's Nick Russo and Aaron Austin.
All right. I'm serious. I'm bringing that to HR. We came up with this. Our meme for this podcast, I know, because you told me, is the most respected meme in the company.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The people, like, the head of digital, like, they were like, this is the best one.
They said this is the greatest graphic for any podcast in the company.
That's right.